Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
We had football last night. Preseason underway in the NFL. Good morning, everybody. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline.
Yes, that is correct. All guests do join us on the Goodyear Hotline, except Sam is here with us.
Are you going to do that for me?
Yes, why not? Friday. Okay.
102.5 WDVE, by the way, and 98.5 the Sports Hub with the sound there, as in the rejoin, as we had action last night in both places. Yes, Alan Hahn here with Key. Sam Atchell joining us as well this morning. Sam, good morning. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm glad to be here.
You are bright. You got the white on. It's hot today.
I walked in. Keisha, I said, man, it's awful bright today. I said, somebody's got to be the light in this place. It's still dark outside, yeah. So I might as well come in.
They don't let us see when the sun comes up. The shades are drawn here, so it keeps it a little depressing in here. So you are definitely bringing the light.
Meanwhile, y'all talking about it dark over there, but it's light behind us. Come on now.
Well, we can't see is what I'm saying because they keep the shades down on that side.
Y'all
of
fumbling.
We're talking about outside. We're talking about trying to see outside, the sun outside.
But behind us is a backdrop showing light.
But think
and
about
y'all saying it's dark.
But
over
think
there.
About it this way, right? Right. If
and
it
look,
was showing
look
light,
look at the yes, shot.
The sun is Jeez. The sun is rising here in New York City
it
over the
good
East
right
River.
Now.
It is. It looks beautiful. It's going to
be
very
hot.
But not
in the backdrop. The sun is not rising.
It's
in our backdrop,
in our
right,
backdrop.
Key?
Not in our backdrop at all.
We could get that. We could make it happen.
Our producer Evan already with his Cabana Boy shirt on ready. His Friday.
I told
getting
you
ready
as soon
for the
as
weekend.
As soon as I saw the shirt, it looked like he worked at a resort. Can I take your order? Do you want anything? You need a menu, sir?
Hey, kid, get me more towels.
I just hope and I pray that Evan is going somewhere other than shopping or something with that shirt. I hope he's going to a resort or even maybe going to play golf or bowling or something like that. You cannot be walking around in the world with pineapples on your shirt.
Well,
just
can't.
Is.
Yeah,
you
can.
Yes,
you
can't.
You clearly can.
Yeah, unless
you can.
You're going to a vacation spot.
He may not be leaving his house today.
I'm not leaving the house today after work. I just figured Friday, summer Friday, ready for the weekend, rock the pineapple shirt.
And unfortunately, we can't put you on camera if
did,
you didn't see it.
Did someone give that to you? Because I hope you did not go out and purchase it. Did someone actually give that to you as a gift?
We got to show it. We got to find a way to show this.
We're figuring that out now. So I
let's take a screenshot.
So my wife
posted on Twitter
and I were in the store together, and she said, "I really like that shirt." We were going to Hawaii 2 years ago for our first wedding anniversary, and so she wanted something for me to wear in Hawaii. So we found this shirt, fits me well, and so I bought it. And then I don't have many short sleeve shirts. It's warm in the studio, and I wanted a short sleeve shirt to wear today, and this was the one that was clean.
I see two issues. Number one, are we still in Hawaii?
I'm always in the Hawaii mindset.
Number two, don't put it on your wife. Oh, if it was a great shirt. Oh, man, I picked it out myself. I love this shirt, but now they're getting clowned. Oh, my wife picked
it
out.
Yeah, it's an excuse, right?
Come on now.
She just told me what to wear.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
By the way, my third issue is, are you choking? Because that top button is... I mean,
all right, Han, that stuff we keep off the air. I know you like just, to bring just, everything on,
gotta,
but come on.
Slice come on. Pineapples on top of that.
Meanwhile.
Isn't there a song about that?
Meanwhile.
Diced pineapples?
So last night we had two games.
It's diced, not sliced.
We had the Steelers-Eagles. And I mean, do final scores really matter when it comes to the preseason? 24-16 Steelers win over the Eagles, but that's the final scores. I don't think matter in the preseason. What matters is performances of certain
except
people.
The battery gave me the
Jalen Hurts. We'll get to New England and Washington. That game, of course, had a lot of eyes on it. The Patriots against 22-13. That's the final, but the bigger story, of course, the quarterbacks. And Cam Newton did start the game 4-7, 49
really?
Yards, played two series. And that was about it. Mac Jones, he played in five series, 13 of 19, 87 yards, and had everybody, I mean everybody in Foxborough gushing, including Bill Belichick.
We'll look it on film and see there was some good things. There's plenty of things we can improve on. It's true for everybody. It's true for all of us.
That's Straight Talk by Straight Talk Wireless, by the way. We got to look at the film and we got to get it. I mean, that's him gushing.
Well, I look, it's the preseason, man. And both quarterbacks did exactly what they led their team to field goals, score, put points on the board. It's fine. I'm not getting all high and mighty about either quarterback in this situation. I think they had a set number of snaps in mind that they wanted Cam to engineer the offense on, mm-hmm. as well as Mac Jones. They you could clearly tell based on the way that they rolled things out that they said to themselves, we want to see certain things out of Mac Jones. Can he do certain things like get his team in and out of the huddle? Can he process the information? Can he change at the line of scrimmage, make certain adjustments? He was able to do that. Same thing with Cam. It's fine. They're running screens and dinks and dunks. There was no real plays that was on display to really judge a quarterback's performance at all whatsoever.
It was one play, though.
Wilkerson. The bucket throw, yeah.
There was one play. Because similarly, I was like, man, I watched the game and I said, man, Mac Jones looked really comfortable. Like when I watched the game, I'm high on Cam. I think Cam's going to start. I think Cam's going to start off the season and be healthy, all the things. But Mac Jones looked really comfortable, especially with that throw he made to Wilkerson, number 17, literally dropped a dime. Actually, Wilkerson dropped it in the end zone. So yeah, Wilkerson technically dropped the dime. But it was a phenomenal, this throw made me feel good about Mac Jones. Number one. Number two, we saw him run the hurry up. Gave me some confidence. But number three, more than statistics, more than a single throw, like he said, it was a lot of dinks and dunks. It just felt right.
Yeah, that's where I'm going here.
It felt right. I mean, like I said, I'm high on Cam. But it's like one of those things, it's like, and I don't know who's married, listen or not, right? First kiss with my wife. It just felt right. And I'm just saying, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's not something you watch the film and go back and watch highlights. But when you watch the game and watch Mac Jones control the offense and lead the huddle, make checks at the line, it felt right.
And it certainly – now, I don't know if anybody's first kiss would have had a standing ovation at the beginning of it. But he stepped out on the field, and it was a standing ovation. Mike Reese was tweeting about that, how Foxborough, they were waiting for this. They wanted this. There was so much excitement, momentum. I mean – you had Zolak on the call because that's what the NFL Network used their call. And I mean, he's gushing about him, too, just about what he looked like. Every throw, everything was, oh, wow. Everything was just this excitement about him. And now, how about, okay. So
Bill selling
Belichick,
it.
Big time. You want to hear selling it. So Bill Belichick, as we know, he keeps it low key, right? Everything with him is, like, you know, we got to watch the film. But how about Lewis Riddick? All right, Lewis Riddick was on SportsCenter after the game. And this is what he said about the Cam Newton, Mac Jones competition.
Look, he took some shots down the field. He had a potential touchdown that was dropped right there at the end of the first half. And so I think Mac looked good. I think Cam, you didn't really get a chance to see everything as far as the kind of things that they're going to allow him to do this year as opposed to last year. But this is going to be nip and tuck, I believe, right up until that first game of the season to decide who exactly is going to be the opening day starter.
That's Straight Talk by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Is this a competition?
No, man, stop. And I'll tell Lewis the same thing. It's cool, but there's no competition. Cam has to lose this to give it to Mac Jones, and that's okay. Mac Jones is the future of the New England Patriots, and the future is not today. I don't understand why people don't get that, okay? First of all, it's a
the
preseason
fans in
game.
Boston seem to want it.
Yeah, right. Okay, but let me in week three – Mac Jones is there. When they bring 4 weak from the weak side and they buzz off the edge or they bring somebody up through the A-gap, it's different than college football now. I just want everybody to understand. Preseason game one, they're playing cover three. They're playing basic. They're not doing anything. They're not doing zilch, okay? Chase Young come off the edge against Cam Newton scot-free. Imagine if that was Mac Jones off the edge scot-free. You got to understand – it's preseason game one. It's one game in the preseason, 5 drives. That's it. You got to play a whole course of a season. It's okay for him to sit for a year. I understand in Boston what they want, but they're not getting it. The head coach, as I told Dan Orlovsky yesterday, the head football coach of the team, has already said Cam Newton's a starter. Just let it go. Just let it go.
I'll say this, because Key, you made a good point. The future is not today. But it might be tomorrow. It might be tomorrow. Like I said, like you watch the game. Cam is going to start.
Yes.
We all know that. But everybody's ready for a new era in New England. Mm-hmm. We also all know that. Cam is just a stopgap. We also all No.
He's a bridge between Tom Brady and whatever their next quarterback is going to be, and now it's looking like it could be Mac Jones.
Right. And so just going back to that, like, just that first kiss example, just walk with me for a second, right? Like, let's say I wasn't in a relationship at the time. It's Friday. But, like, you got that first kiss. Like, I wasn't in a relationship at the time, but if you are and you know that's the person you're going to be with, but you might got somebody else you're still kind of work. Like I said, it wasn't me. But you have to find a way to finish, you know, kind of like break off the old relationship to go with who's going to be your future.
Right.
Hold on, Key, real quick. You're right, but it might be week three, it might be week seven. What I felt, you can watch the film, you can take the stats in or out, week one, I get it. It felt right. Some of the throws, some of the checks. There were basic coverages, but there were what you want to see in the preseason from a quarterback. Stand in the pocket, make checks. And if you saw him, stand in the pocket, make checks, anticipate throws, put it in the bucket. It felt really, really good. And so I think Cam will start. And the future I know is not today, but it very well might be tomorrow.
It will. It certainly will. And in Boston, they sound like they really want to get there because the crowd was excited just to see him get on the field. Mac Jones sure looked like he could get in the zone and be the Patriots' starting quarterback at some point. Get in the zone. Brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right, so another former Alabama quarterback made his preseason debut and once again also received praise from the head coach. We'll discuss that.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn with Key. Sam Acho joining us here as well in the studio. And as we continue to talk about the preseason games for the NFL that began last night, as I mentioned, we had two. And the other game involved the Steelers and the Eagles, and that involved another former Alabama quarterback in Jalen Hurts. And we have our eyes on him and what he did and how he looked in that game. And, I mean, we expect that he's going to be their QB1, right? Like they'll have to make decisions off this season, what they want to do going forward. But they did draft him. He ended up replacing Carson Wentz late last season, and now they're hoping that he emerges as the guy. I'm not going to ask you guys if you saw anything last night that said, oh, he's definitely going to be their quarterback of the future. But you don't want to see, like, I think you don't want to see something that tells you he's not.
He's fine.
Right? Like, he's fine is the best way to put it?
I mean, he was fine. You're not going to – he missed a couple throws
Three of seven, 54 yards.
He probably will make. He got out of harm's way a couple times. He used his athleticism, and you could clearly see that. They were backed up in the end zone. He took a shot in a
couple of drops they had.
He missed it. He had a couple drops. Mm-hmm. He's fine. I'm not worried about whether or not he's going to continue to grow into the position because I've seen enough of him, whether it was Alabama, Oklahoma. I kind of know him a little bit personality-wise, that he'll be fine. It's just can he continue to grow with the Eagles? That's it. Now, clearly, if they can get Deshaun Watson, all bets are off. Joe Flacco's there to teach him. Not to take his job.
Flacco was just killing all the subs, though. He came in and just started throwing the ball around the field.
Yeah, Flacco, and that's the thing. Like, people watch that game, you're like, wow, Flacco made some good throws. Yeah. There was that 79-yard touchdown to Quez Watkins, right? Flacco could be, maybe he could compete. That's what people may say. But then you watch that Jalen Hurts, maybe in that first series, right? There was pressure off the edge, and he just so calmly and casually eluded it. It wasn't a phenomenal throw. He threw it out of bounds. But then you watch Joe Flacco later on in the game. Yes, he made some good throws, but a lot of people would say he's a statue. He got sacked a couple times, maybe once. He got sacked. He couldn't move. And so even the good things you see in Joe Flacco, if you're an Eagles fan, you say, okay, he made some nice throws, but you want Jalen Hurts to be your guy moving forward.
Yeah.
You don't want, like, even if there's a quote-unquote competition, Joe Flacco's not going there to be a backup. It's good that he's going to team, but he's a first-round pick. He's Super Bowl champion in 2013, Super Bowl MVP. He's not going there to say, I'm going to be a backup. He's not going there for that reason. But the fact that he's there were some little things that he did, right? Had a little action off the zone read with his eyes, right? Like, there's some little things that he did that Jalen Hurts can learn from. But the thing that I saw, at least the little I know about Joe Flacco, was that he's not going there to back up. Some other quarterbacks, Chase Daniel in L.A. with the Chargers, or Colt McCoy in Arizona, they're going to back up.
Even his point of his career.
That's not his mentality.
Like, you are.
Key, for an example, would you ever go anywhere to back up?
No.
Why would I do that? And so Joe – yeah, exactly. So Joe Flacco, right. He won first overall,
The Eagles didn't sign him to be the starter.
No, but it's not about Joe Flacco in this situation. It's about Jalen Hurts learning how to play the position in the NFL.
And getting more comfortable.
And getting more comfortable. And a guy like Joe Flacco is his mentality, you always want to be the starter.
Right.
There's no question about it. But he also understands the reality of it is you're probably not going to be the starter. So the best thing for him to do is be a teacher in the classroom and be a guy that he can lean on when things go south for him. That's what it is.
And let's remember also that the Eagles have to be invested in Jalen Hurts because they had their quarterback of the future in Carson Wentz, and they replaced him with Jalen Hurts. So he's got to be the guy. They're going to give him every opportunity to win the job. Now, meanwhile, speaking of Carson Wentz, as we mentioned yesterday, the idea of him missing 5 to 12 weeks now feels like, oh, no, he could be ready for week one, no walking boot after the surgery. He could be ready for the start of the season. But Jim Irsay, though, did offer this little warning, this little concern about Wentz rushing himself back.
In talking to Carson, I told him, I said, look, you have to be right. We want you 100%. Don't rush it back. I mean, I know he's such a competitor and he wants to be there for his team, but he has to help us all by only coming back when he's ready.
Yeah, that of course. That goes for Dak Prescott. That goes for Cam Newton, Carson Wentz, and any other quarterback that has had some injuries in their career, or any player for that matter. You come back when you're ready to go. Don't come back based on, I got to help my team, or I'm being paid a lot of money and I don't want people looking at me a certain way.
Right.
It's okay to have a backup quarterback hold things together for you until you can come back. It's fine. He doesn't need to stress. If he's healthy enough, which not having a boot on and walking around and doing little drills with your feet tells me he probably will be ready in week one or two. That's what today, when I'm just watching from afar, looking at him move around, it sounds like that he probably will be ready at the start of the season.
Yeah, but I think the bigger picture, at least from what I heard, not only from Irsay, but we heard Frank Reich say this last week, the bigger picture is that they believe that Carson Wentz is their guy for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they think, oh, wow, this could be our guy, like, long term. They just extended Frank Reich. Jets ascended Scott Ballard, their GM, or Chris Ballard, their GM. Like, they believe in Carson Wentz. And you saw 2 weeks ago, there was a lot of talk. Okay, let's go. Maybe we go back and get Phillip Rivers. He's retired. Maybe get him out of retirement. Maybe we trade Nick Foles. And Frank Reich put all that to bed. He said, Carson is our guy.
Mm-hmm.
Irsay put all that to bed. And so I respect the fact that, I mean, it's like they got a free first-round pick, free first overall pick.
Yeah, and they got to rebuild him, which they've spent the whole offseason mentally just getting him back on track, because what happened in Philly really, it wasn't as much physical with him as it was maybe even mental, and that's the problem. Now, if they have to go just game one or even game two with Jacob Eason or Sam Ehlinger, they seem pretty clear that they are ready to do that. But I just
it may not be that fine though. They got like those first five games.
Yeah, but I mean,
oh, no. Seahawks, Rams, Titans, Dolphins, Ravens.
It's fine if you have to go with one of the backup quarterbacks in this situation based on not going out and acquiring another quarterback tells me, and it should tell everybody else, they feel like Carson Wentz will be back sooner rather than later. Because if that's the case, like Minnesota, for instance, you go back and you think about what the Minnesota Vikings did when they lost their quarterback. They went out and traded they traded with the Philadelphia Eagles to get the I just lost my train of thought with the dude's name. I lost my train of thought.
I'm trying to figure out where you were going there. All right, well, anyways.
I lost my train of thought.
Okay, we'll get it back and we'll see.
Jeez.
So here's a good tease. What is Key talking about? Stay tuned. Also, he's one of the highest paid
quarterbacks. Sam Bradford. Oh, yeah. We're back.
One of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league. Speaking of Bradford, made a lot of money, didn't play much. But Key will tell you why he's not even a top 10 player at this position.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
He's going to let us know how long it'll take us to get to Ryan Tannehill.
I'm the smartest guy in the box, so I like that too.
Key's Real Rankings.
All right, Key's Real Rankings brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. Go ahead, Key. Let's go through the rankings.
This is the part of the show where you start to get the tweets from people saying my list is trash. But here we go. We'll start off at one, which is easy. I mean, it's Patrick Mahomes.
@KJNZ on Twitter, by the way, if you want to say the list is trash.
One, obviously, is Patrick Mahomes. We don't need to talk about his career, who he is, what, blah, blah, blah. MVP, Super Bowl champion. We know what that is, $500 million quarterback. At number two, the guy who made us all sit around here for months and Sundays trying to figure out what the hell he wanted to do, and that's Aaron Rodgers at number two. Again, we know what his career is. We don't need to talk about it. Super Bowl champion, MVP, big money guy, the whole deal. Replaced Brett Favre, future Hall of Famer. Number three, Tom Brady. Same story as one and two. We don't need to talk about his career. Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion. Rolling on. Now it gets interesting. Mm-hmm. At number four, you got a guy in Josh Allen who made strides.
Wow.
Who's made a lot of strides to get into that situation. MVP-type candidate. Led his team to the AFC Championship. Still young. Can run. Can do all the different things. Getting a lot of help from the general manager in Brandon Beam. I had to throw him his flowers because he's done a tremendous job in Buffalo. Number five, former MVP of a couple years ago in Lamar Jackson. No, he is not a drop-back passer. He is a hell of an athlete that can win a lot of football games and eventually will win another MVP and probably win a Super Bowl. I like to make this argument. If he threw for 50 touchdowns and zero rushing touchdowns, you accept that. But he gives you a combination of both. If he gives you 20-plus touchdowns in the air, 13, 14 on the ground, what's the problem? Add them together, it's the same as a passing quarterback, mm-hmm. and you win games. Now when you look at the number six spot, Russell Wilson, a guy who's yet to get an MVP but should get one at some point in time, who has been to two Super Bowls.
I can't believe you
continuing
to
play
six
at the level that he's playing at. I think Russell Wilson is a phenomenal quarterback, but I can't push him up with the other guys because last year he was hot as all outdoors, fish grease, and then he faded toward the end. We saw what happened to Seattle when it came playoff time. Number seven, a guy coming off injury in Dak Prescott, big money guy again, getting his money. The reason he gets his money from the Dallas Cowboys is because they believe in him despite having an ankle injury. I know a lot of people worried about the shoulder. I'm not worried about it. He has a plethora of weapons on the outside. He has Ezekiel Elliott in the backfield. We know what the offensive line could be if they stay healthy. At number eight, here's where it gets real interesting, much like Acho Sam, not his brother, was talking about. You get down to this level, Matthew Stafford was traded away from the Detroit Lions for Jared Goff because Sean McVay thinks this is the guy that will take them to the promised land to win the Super Bowl. Statistically, he's been on par with the best of the best. Now we're going to see if he's the guy that everybody thinks he is. Now you get to number nine. I like Derek Carr. I like him a lot. I think John Gruden has learned to like him. All he's done is put up numbers despite who the coaches have been. In and out. He's had Jack Del Rio, defensive-minded coach, had them on the brink of going deep into the playoffs. He gets hurt. He could have been an MVP. Then he all of a sudden has a bad year. John Gruden comes in, blows everything up. There's rumors that he's going to move him around. But that didn't happen. All he does last year is throw for 40-plus 100 yards. It's not his fault that they were 8-8. That defense was horrible. Now you get to another interesting spot at number 10. A young guy who was thrusted into the lineup in Justin Herbert. Because Tyrod Taylor had a little incident going on, with a little punctured wound there.
Sabotage.
And so he gets an opportunity to show the world what he could potentially be at number 10. I like his youth. I like his size, his ability, everything about it. In fact, he was my top quarterback on the board a year ago came draft time. Number 11, Matty Ice. Veteran player that I think a lot of teams would love to have at the quarterback spot. Now, here's a spot for me. Number 12, based on everything that the New England Patriots have done, I believe Cam Newton is going to have major success both on the ground and in the air because they are making and putting an emphasis in to being successful in New England. He'll be the starting quarterback. And now I get to Ryan Tannehill.
13.
But that's just my money. Doesn't mean I'm right. But look, in the end, I'll take Ryan Tannehill. He's a hell of a quarterback. There's no question about it. But I don't think that any quarterback or any team right there from 1 to 12 would trade their quarterback for Ryan Tannehill. Lamar Jackson ain't going nowhere. Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, Matthew Stafford.
Now,
come on.
There's your list. All right, we see it right now on ESPN2. Before we react, just one quickly, just a Deshaun Watson, you're not putting on this list because he's
sorry.
Not going to play?
Deshaun, well, yeah, like you Deshaun Watson. I just leave him off the list.
Because we don't expect him to play.
Yeah, I don't expect him to play a lot going. But if you want to
where would he be? I'm just curious. Because I know you left him off because you're not expecting him to play.
He would be three.
He'd be three.
Yeah, he'd be right in front of Brady.
In front of Brady.
Yeah, okay. Even though Brady won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Brady, 1,000 years old, man. I'm looking for future.
But he's Benjamin Button. He looks younger than he did when he was.
Get us all the avocado, whatever.
When he lost to the Giants, he looked younger than that.
Avocado ice cream.
Ice cream.
Have you had avocado ice cream?
I haven't had it. I don't want to try it.
Nope. Neither do I.
Is it good? You're looking at me like.
Neither do I.
No, but Alan, you're like.
I'm going to venture. I'm really thinking about going TB12. Yeah.
Really?
Really thinking about it.
Big on avocado ice cream. Big avocado ice cream
guy. Big avocado guy.
I think
so
it might be
respect,
good,
respect.
Yeah, I'm a big avocado. It might be good. Because it's sweet. It might be good.
Ice cream?
It might be good.
Ice cream?
Might be good. I've had tomato ice cream, though, gelato.
Tomato gelato. If you're a tomato guy, I could see tomato gelato.
It was okay.
But
it was
avocado
fine.
Ice cream?
It was fine.
Well, you let me
– it's all worth trying.
Let me know when you try it. I still probably won't taste it, but let me know if it tastes good.
You understand, people like me age terribly. Like,
you look good.
Fight it. That's why I've got to fight it. You want to stay that way.
Can I make a point, though, Key?
Yes.
Before you go to people like you. Can I make a point? So – Ryan Tannehill, like I said, not top five, but he has more passing touchdowns than number seven, eight. Put it this way: than Justin Herbert, Derek Carr, Matthew Stafford, Ryan Tannehill. But he had more passing touchdowns.
But that statistics again,
right?
It's not about the statistics,
right?
He's great for what Tennessee is doing.
But what is it about?
It's
what
it's,
is it about? That's what I want to know.
It's about winning games. It's about
what
engineering.
She does.
Wait, hold on.
Okay,
it's about engineering the offense, spitting the ball out, and making all the throws, not a few throws here and there. When you look at those quarterbacks that are above him, they except maybe Cam Newton and Lamar Jackson. All the rest of those quarterbacks can make all the throws. Matt Ryan is a dinosaur and a hell of a quarterback, man. He is really good. When you watch him and break it all the way down. And again, you are right. when you get on the back end, you can flip it out if you choose to do so. But it's so close, and I'm biased to a couple of them on the back end. So I'm putting them on my list because I'm biased in what I like, right?
Yeah.
When you think about it, those other quarterbacks, those general managers, those teams and those head coaches, are not. You're not trading Russell Wilson for Ryan Tannehill.
Right.
It's just not going to – it's no one's going to do that.
But if you take the bias out – because I'm with you. Like, we all have our different biases. I'm actually higher on Justin Herbert than you are. For me, I said he's top five.
Not yet. Soon.
I mean, well, I think at the end, by the end of this year, I think he'll be top five, in my opinion.
It depends on if he can duplicate and not have a sophomore slump and his team could actually do something.
It's a lot of quarterbacks that went and won MVP in their second year. Like, I think he could be one of those guys.
He is a MVP-type caliber player, but he needs to show us as a sophomore that he can do it.
Right.
You know, that's where I'm coming from.
To the preference point, right? But my thing is, if you take preference out towards the end, you take preference out, that's when you have to go to not even the stats about numbers and whatever, but to winning games, which you talked about. Ryan Tannehill, last year, they were 11-5 to the playoffs. They won the division. Winning games. The year before, winning games. Right? And even when Mariota was a quarterback, they had Derrick Henry, they weren't really winning games. And so, like, if you take out the bias towards the end, I feel like you have to say, man, this dude is winning games for whatever. Like, Baker Mayfield right now is winning games. And so you start having these conversations. So for me, initially I'm like, yeah, Ryan Tannehill, he's just okay. But then you look at the stats, the numbers. Then you look at it and take out the numbers. Then you look at winning games. I'm like, okay, you have to put him in the top 10 because not every quarterback is doing what he does the talent around him.
But here's what I would say.
If I could jump in for a second, first of all.
No, I
do need to, though. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. The tweets are coming at Key J and Z, and a lot of them feel like after six, one guy said he just vomited. But a lot of the argument has been you putting Cam in the top 10, which we'll get to.
Good.
But when you, I feel like from my NBA perspective, when we rank players in the NBA and who's a top 10 guy in the NBA, we don't look at team success because it's a quarterback. It's a quarterback. It's how good is he? Because you can't help how bad people are around you. So how good is he talent-wise? And I think that's how you really should base this more on anything else.
I don't know that he can make all the throws. I've seen him throughout his entire career at quarterback. I can go all the way back to Miami. I can go to Tennessee. When quarterbacks have running games, they're really good. When they don't have running games, not so good. But a lot of those quarterbacks on that list, when they don't have running games, they still good. Aaron Rodgers with no running game for many years was good.
Phil figures it out.
Okay. Russell Wilson with no running game was still good.
You're still talking about the top eight, though. Those bottom three.
But I'm just saying, when you start to think about it, Matt Ryan, no running game, he's still fire.
Well, how about some of the young quarterbacks coming up in the league now? Can they be fire?
And one I don't give a damn if nobody tweeted me.
Of the
this
fields
my show
coming up
and
next.
My list.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.